Last week, the U.S. announced it was restarting delivery of non-lethal aid to some of the more moderate rebel groups in Syria. That aid obviously does not include guns and bullets and stuff that kills, but it does include a lot of other things. Communications equipment, generators, over 3 tons of medical supplies, hundreds of thousands of MREs, and Toyota pickup trucks. 43 of them have been delivered, and more are reportedly on the way. We spoke with an advisor to the Syrian National Coalition, which represents moderate opposition groups. He's a fan of Toyota trucks, and one model in particular, the Hilux.
Specific equipment, like the Toyota Hiluxes, are what we refer to as force enablers for the moderate opposition forces on the ground.
Ube Shabandar says the trucks will be delivering troops and supplies into battle, and some will become battlefield weapons.
Oh, you can absolutely expect for many of those trucks to be mounted with crew-served machine guns or other type of equipment, military equipment, that the opposition forces have access to. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the Toyota Hilux is such an important force multiplier, because it could be used both for humanitarian purposes and for operational purposes as well.
Syria is only the latest war zone where the Hilux has become a vehicle of choice. The BBC's David Loyne joins us from Kabul. David, seen any Toyota trucks in Afghanistan lately?
There are hundreds of Toyota Hiluxes around the country. I was in Kandahar this week, and I recognized in the hands of the Kandahari police a very particular Hilux, which was, I know, part of a consignment given by Saudi Arabia to the Taliban about 17, 18 years ago when I was reporting the Taliban war here. And they're extraordinary vehicles. They last forever. And it is no overestimation to say that the Taliban's use of them transformed their ability to take Afghanistan.